Welcome to the program, everyone. This is Connecting the Notes, and I'm your host, Matthew Ray. This hour on the show, we will be learning about the music and life of Fred Neil. Neil was an influential figure in the 60s Greenwich Village folk scene. His deep voice and 12-string guitar playing can be heard on a few solo releases, and his songs have been covered by Roy Orbison, Buddy Holly, Tim Buckley, Jefferson Airplane, Richie Havens, and the list goes on and on. His song Everybody's Talkin' may be the most well-known in his songbook. It really caught on when Harry Nilsson recorded it for the movie Midnight Cowboy. He kept his personal life private, especially in his later years when he devoted most of his work to protecting dolphins and started a protection group that is still active today. We'll start things off with a song Fred Neil wrote and recorded. It appeared on his self-titled 1966 album and is called The Bag I'm In. It's about being down.
Fingers on the coffee pot. Toast was cold and orange juice was hot. I should start over, but you know I'd rather not. Same thing gonna happen again when that's back in. You know, last night as I was walking down the street, whistling the blues to the tapping of my feet, some old pranks called the cops on the beat. It'll happen every time, every morning when I get up. I miss my connections and I'm late for work again. You know they'll probably drop the atom bomb the day my ship comes in. I doesn't bet a nickel cause it get paid off in yen. Somehow you just can't win. And that's back in. Go on. Same old melody keeps on bringing back those blue memories. You know this evil feeling's gonna be the death of me. Think I'm going out of my mind every morning when I get up. I put my fingers on the pot. Toast was cold and the juice was hot. I should start over, but you know I'd rather not. Same thing again, that's the bag I'm in. Ah, that's the kind of bag I'm in. I'll never get out of these blues alive, cause that's the bag I'm in.
Fred Neil performing The Bag I'm In, a song he penned and recorded for his self-titled album, released in 1966. Born in Cleveland and raised in St. Petersburg, Fred Neil traveled a lot as a child. After spending some time in Memphis, he landed in New York and was one of many writing songs in the now-famous Brill Building, located on Broadway and 49th Street in Manhattan. Some of his songs included Come Back Baby, which was recorded by Buddy Holly in 1958, and Candyman, recorded by Roy Orbison in 1961.
Come back, baby, baby, won't you come back? Come back, baby, to me. I cried all night.
Well, I cried all night.
Ever since you left me.
Ever since you left me.
Nothing has gone right.
Nothing has gone right.
Oh, lonely old me.
Oh, lonely old me.
I say, come back, back baby.
Baby, won't you come back?
Come back, baby, to me. Now you know I love you so. Baby,
baby, baby, come to me.
When you left me all alone,
when you left me all alone,
to sing the blues,
to sing the blues,
I waited by the phone,
I waited by the phone,
to get good news,
to get good news,
that you would come,
come back, baby, baby, won't you come back, baby, to me.
Treat you right, give you candy kisses every single night. Candyman.
Roy Orbison with 1961's Candyman, and before that, Buddy Holly with 58's Comeback Baby. Both those songs were penned by our featured artist this hour, Fred Neil. Fred Neil also tried his hand at recording during this time. He also used a very rockabilly approach and released a handful of singles for an assortment of record labels, including Epic, Look, Brunswick, and ABC Paramount. A lot of these singles were released under the performance name Freddie Neil, and here's one of those singles. It's called You Ain't Treating Me Right.
Let's rock it tonight. Hey, no, I love you, but you ain't treating me right. Well, come baby, baby, you know my love's for you. And I'm crazy about you, baby.
Why do you do me like you do?
You ain't treating me right.
Well, it's a rockin' and a rock.
Rock, rock.
It's a rollin' and a roll.
Roll, roll.
Well, it's a rock, rock, rock.
Rock, rock, rock.
Yeah, roll, roll, roll.
Roll, roll.
You're gonna rock and roll. Save your doggone soul. Baby, no my love for you. And I'm crazy about you, baby.
Why do you do me like you do?
You ain't treating me right.
Well, it's a rockin' and a rock.
Rock, rock.
It's a rollin' and a roll.
You ain't treating me right.
You ain't treating me right.
Fred Neil, or should I say Freddie Neil, as he was known during that time, with one of his early efforts, You Ain't Treating Me Right. During this time, Neil also did some session work on guitar, recording for Bobby Darin and Paul Anka, among others. It wouldn't take long for Neil to take his music in a different direction. He owes a lot of the influence to his early time at Café Wa in Greenwich Village, where he was a frequent performer and eventual MC for the small folk club. He played alongside performers who became big stars, folks like David Crosby, John Sebastian, Odetta, Stephen Stills, and Richie Havens. Other artists who hung in similar circles with Neil included Len Chandler, Karen Dalton, and Dino Vellante.
I'm just about to go insane. Now, traveling shoes.
can't seem to lose these weary blues. I'm gonna go get them by traveling shoes. You know, some people think they know me quite well. Why, there's some folks are thinking my soul's going to hell on the right. Well, there's them that do, you know, there's some that don't. There's a few left that will, you know, there's some that won't now. Traveling shoes, traveling shoes. Can't seem to lose these weary blues. I'm gonna go get them by rambling shoes. Too many people, too many times, keep complaining too much about the troubled minds, you know. So many people just itching to speak, you know. Very few practicing the things they're preaching now. Traveling shoes, traveling shoes. I can't seem to lose these weary blues. I'm gonna go get them by traveling, go get them by rambling, go get them.
Fred Neil with Travelin' Shoes from the album Bleeker and McDougal. Before that, same artist with Everything Happens off his self-titled 1966 record. Of all the well-known musicians entrenched in the area at that time, Dino Volante was one of the frequent collaborators with Neil. Though they never recorded together, the duo performed frequently around New York at this time. As Richie Havens recalled in his autobiography, Fred and Dino blew the room out completely. They closed their set with What I'd Say, which was a strange move for a typical folk singer, but neither were typical anything. They extended the tune with a call and response like gospel singers. Then they left the stage and worked their way through the crowd, their guitars in the air, still shouting the song as they marched out the back door. The crowd was in an uproar. Then after a minute, their voices could be heard again, still singing as they came around the building, in through the front door, and back onto the stage. The audience was driven beyond nuts. Dino's best-known song was Get Together. It was a hit for the Youngbloods and Jefferson Airplane. He was also technically an original member of the Quicksilver Messenger Service, although he never recorded really early on with that group. Here's a single he recorded. It's a funny, funny song that the Birds apparently were big fans of. It's called Birds's.
Theirs is a pretty house. Theirs is in a pear tree full of pears. And 'cause they're birds, you see, and they live in a tree, and they never need ladders or any stairs. Theirs is a pretty house. Theirs is, and they never have no trouble or cares. And pears are free to birds, you see, so they never have to run away from bears. See a house house as free around here or any other where's
there. Beside Dino Volante, one of the few musicians to develop a close relationship with Neil was Vince Martin, a fellow folk musician who eventually fled Greenwich Village to the warm environment of Coconut Grove near Miami. Martin began performing as a duo with Neil beginning in 1961, and the two recorded an album together entitled Tear Down the Walls, released in 1964. Neil and Vince Martin with Line and Track on that album, although I don't believe it appeared on that song, was the harmonica playing of John Sebastian, who was the future founder of the Lovin' Spoonful. Vince Martin and Fred Neil provided guitars and vocals. Martin have the higher voice and Neil the lower. This hour we are looking at Fred Neil, a folk artist who was active in the 60s but bowed out of music, or at least the spotlight, fairly early on in his career. The reclusive singer-songwriter is best known for penning Everybody's Talkin', which Harry Nilsson turned into a big hit when it became the featured song on the movie Midnight Cowboy. Other songs that made Neil popular were Other Side of This Life and Dolphins. Fred Neil was a major influence on scores of other artists. Even outside the confines of the early 60s folk scenes, his songs continue to be recorded and performed. There was, of course, Harry Nilsson's version of Everybody's Talkin', but artists such as Tim Buckley, Patti Larkin, Stephen Stills, and Graham Parsons also recorded Fred Neil songs. It was rumored that Crosby, Stills, and Nash toyed with the idea of calling their group Sons of Neil, but the idea was nixed, in part because of Neil's disapproval. Richie Havens called Neil a true original, and accomplished folk guitarist Bruce Langhorne also sang his praises. Bob Gibson, who was an early trailblazer in folk music, co-wrote the song What You Gonna Do with Neil and helped mix what was to be Fred Neil's last record, Other Side of This Life. Here are a couple artists with their versions of Fred Neil's songs. Creeping up here is Jefferson Airplane with their cover of The Other Side of This Life, followed by a largely forgotten singer, Karen Dalton, performing Neil's Little Bit of Rain. We'll be right back.
should leave you. Try to remember all the good times, long days filled with sunshine, and just a little bit of rain.
That was Karen Dalton performing the song Little Bit of Rain, written by Fred Neil, who is the subject of our show this hour on Connecting the Notes. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Matthew Ray. In 1962, Neil moved to Coconut Grove in Florida. He was accompanied by Vince Martin, David Crosby, Mama Cash Elliott, Lisa Kindred, and Buzzy Linhart, and they became rooted in the folk scene that kind of popped up in this area. This is also when Neil released the bulk of his recordings, beginning with the duet album with Martin and continuing with three more releases, including his self-titled record and another collection of originals called Bleeker and McDougal.
Blues on the ceiling, over my head, running down the walls, across the floor and over my bed. Blue lights across the street blinking off and on. It's so lonely now she's gone. I'll never get out of these blues alive. I'll never get out of these crazy blues alive. Love had been a dirty five-letter word to me. I was into the blues, over my head blue was all I could see. Up to my neck in misery. I'll never get out of these blues alive. Never get out of these crazy blues alive. Keep on fooling with my weary head. Cocaine could numb the pain, I'd been better off dead. The light's gone out at last I sleep. Bitter the blues, the better they keep. I'll never get out of these blues lines. I'll never get out of these blues lines. You waltz in here with a handful of gimme, a mouth full of much obliged. I go home feeling empty from all your signifying. I'd spend the last of my last 10 cents on a nickel bag of candy. And if I had just 10 more cents, I think I'd take a ride on the Staten Island Ferry. You waltz in here with a handful of gimme, a mouthful of sweet loving lies. I go limping home feeling empty, tears all in my eyes. I'd spend the last of my last 10 cents on a nickel bag of candy. If I had just 10 more cents, I think I'd take a ride on the Staten Island Ferry. You waltz in here with a handful of gimme, a mouthful of much obliged. I go home feeling empty from all your signifying. You waltz in here with a handful of gimme, a mouthful of much obliged.
The two songs you just heard were both written and performed by Fred Neil off of his 1965 record Bleeker and McDougal. The first one was Blues on the Ceiling, and the last one you just heard called Handful of Gimme. Fred Neil released 3 studio recordings, 1 live album, and 1 record in collaboration with Vince Martin before largely dropping out of music in 1971. He remained in Coconut Grove, Florida, where he devoted his work toward the preservation of dolphins. When he did perform, it was in a fundraising capacity for the World Dolphin Foundation, under which he had started the Dolphin Project with friend Rick O'Berry. His popular 1966 song, The Dolphins, has been covered by Tim Buckley, Beth Orton, Linda Ronstadt, and a whole slew of others. Royalties from the song still go toward the preservation of dolphins, so here is Neil's original version of The Dolphins.
This old world may never change where it's been. And all the ways of war can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? I'm not the one to tell this world how to get along. Only know that peace will come when all hate is gone. I've been a searching for the dolphin
in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? Sometimes I think about Saturday's time and all about the time when we were running wild. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? Oh, this old world may never change. This world may never change. This world may never change.
Fred Neil with The Dolphins. Royalties from that song are still going towards saving the dolphins. Fred Neil never cut another record after 1971. He remained in the Coconut Grove area working with his foundation to save dolphins and rarely ever performed. Not many people remained close to the singer, and he lived a reclusive, quiet life until his death on July 7th, 2001. His colleague Rick O'Berry still works for the World Dolphin Foundation and carries on the work the two started with the Dolphin Project in the early 70s.
Everybody's talking at me. Don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping staring. I don't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Keep shining through the pouring rain.
suits my clothes. Banking off of a northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave my love behind.
Fred Neil performing his song Everybody's Talking Live. That song appeared on his 1971 live album Other Side of This Life, his last record before he drifted away from music. Hope you've enjoyed the show. This has been Connecting the Notes. If you'd like more info on the show, you can log on to connectingthenotes.com. We're going to leave you with an instrumental piece by Fred Neil. It's called Cine Crust, Pete Fred John Raga, and it appeared on his 1966 self-titled album. Thank you all for tuning in, and hope you've enjoyed the show.